This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks coming live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM, and on Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to CropMetcalf.com if you need details on how to become one of their five-star technicians. It's all right there on the World Wide Web. Got a four-man Junks show this Tuesday morning. I'm Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. At Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is also here.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello. John Paul Flame is present.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up? Good morning to you. Eric Bickle here, too.
Good morning. How are you, Rick?
I'm good. You're a company guy sporting the 106.7 The Fan hoodie.
Right.
Very nice.
Sure you can get one.
Very some, red.
Something vintage similar. Gear.
It's got his Titleist red hat. It's got his red hoodie.
I'm a red guy. I like red.
Yeah, you're definitely a red guy.
I like red.
It's because he was watching the Lady Terps last night.
Yeah, Lady Terps. I mean.
That was a fun game
I'll be honest. I looked at it on my phone and I saw they were getting smoked. They were down by like 15 points. And then I just lost interest. And then I saw on Twitter that they were posted this monumental comeback.
Double OT, baby.
It came all the way back. So props to the Lady Terps for that dub. They get the Sweet 16
win.
Over Roll Damn Tide in College Park.
That girl for that little cute blonde for Bama, I think it's Jay Barker's daughter.
Okay.
Who used to play quarterback at Alabama. Sarah Barker.
Okay.
I think she dropped 45 in the game.
I got no file on her.
I didn't know she was until last night. And she dropped 45, and she gets fouled at the end of the first overtime, taking a three, down three, and steps up there with basically no time on the clock and drains three free throws to force the second overtime. She did what she could, but Maryland's is too good.
That's what the Lady Terps do. They've been to the Sweet 16 four times in the last 5 years, but apparently it's the second largest comeback in NCAA tournament history.
It's a great win. That Sellers girl, that's Brad Sellers' daughter, right?
Again, I would have to lean on you here, Jason.
You're the one.
I think
would
so.
Know that.
Isn't that Brad Sellers' daughter?
She's going to be a top five, probably pick in the WNBA
she's
draft
good.
Right around there.
She's
might end up on the Mystics.
Yeah, she's really good. But yeah, it was a fun game to watch, man. That was really fun. Now they got to play the Gamecocks.
They got to play the one seed.
It's like
that's going to be tough.
The era of the Terps right now, huh? Kind of.
Yeah.
I guess so.
This is. As much as he may or may not deserve credit or blame, but this is how your AD could get another job.
You got a six-year contract,
yeah.
too.
I know.
Good to get six-year deals.
Like I said, despite his back and forth, I guess, with Kevin Willard, and we're going to have Coach Willard on the show at 9:40, he had pretty successful programs at Maryland overall, beyond basketball and football. You know, they've always had a really good lacrosse team. That continued. The soccer team.
Women's lacrosse has always been good. Women's field hockey has been dominant.
Yeah, I mean, they had one of the best programs overall.
I would say
Big Ten in the country.
Most of that,
baseball teams have been making noise of late in the last couple years.
Which one?
The baseball team.
Uh-huh.
men, I know men's soccer has been very successful. I'm not sure about women's soccer, but yeah, they've had a pretty good track record of athletic success in College Park.
I would say that he inherited it.
I'm not saying it's
That'd just be me.
I'm not saying it's all his doing. But hey, if a lot of that success is occurring under his watch,
you get the spoils.
You got to get some of the credit, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's a football guy, though. He is.
No, I know. I know he's a football guy, and they haven't just lit the world on fire.
It's good that it's great that the Lady Terps are in the Sweet 16. Men are in the Sweet 16.
No, it's awesome. How many schools are like that? Are there several?
There can't be ladies, a lot.
Where there's the men and the women. Ole Miss has men and women.
Duke.
Duke has men and women. So that's three.
I don't know the others. I'd have to look it up.
The big story in college basketball on the women's side was Juju Watkins tore her ACL.
That's
we spent
terrible.
Time yesterday talking about her sitting down next to Jaden Daniels and whether the mom intervened and got in between. I woke up this morning and I saw on Twitter somebody saying, well, she must have put a voodoo hex on her.
She has a Juju Watkins voodoo doll. She's putting pins on her knee.
How ironic is that? After
terrible.
All that talk yesterday.
I didn't realize she was that tall. I didn't realize they list her as 6'2".
Drab's telling me she's the biggest star on the planet. She's trying to sell me that bill of goods.
Well, is she not on the cover of ESPN.com right now?
Yes, she
I understand
is.
She's popular. I honestly think
Cakes may have had something to do with it.
You
diminished her.
It.
You told us everyone she was nubs, and then she tears her ACL 12 hours later.
Oh, it's my fault.
Bad juju.
It's just a coincidence, is it?
I mean, I don't see how I would have anything to do with her shredding her knee during a hoops game. But if you want to attribute that to me, sure.
Does it strike you that maybe you were wrong in your assessment of where she ranks in the sports lexicon, that she's the cover of ESPN right now?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think
you don't think she's a big star?
I think she's a big star in her little pond.
No, little pond.
Her little pond.
But Shams was breaking news about her in the middle of the night.
Again,
does he do that for Nubbers?
I think she's a huge star in her pond.
What's her pond? The world of sports.
The pond is women's hoops.
Oh, well, it's beyond.
But
that.
You know, women's hoops is more popular than it's ever been.
I would argue that. I would argue it was at its pinnacle when Caitlin Clark was playing women's hoops.
It was
in the
very popular.
Game.
Yeah, but I think it's just on a train now.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe it's sustainable.
I mean, Scott Van Pelt was doing an interview, I guess it was last night, but I saw it this morning, with that Andrea Carter girl who covers the NCAA tournament for the women's side. I mean, he did like 20 minutes with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, he's got time to fill.
And well, it's still SportsCenter.
The tournament is on right now,
it's
so I understand that.
It's SportsCenter.
Look, I'm just arguing. Here's my argument.
It wasn't ESPN3.
My argument is, I understand women's hoops is popular.
Right.
But I feel like it's at some point it's gonna go on off a cliff after Caitlin Clark departs. That's all.
Okay, well you got 10 years.
She just finished a rookie season.
Yeah, I'm talking about departing from you're not listening to me from the college game. I don't think the college game is gonna sustain the popularity that it had during the Caitlin Clark era.
The point was
that is my argument.
I don't think anybody would disagree with you.
It was last year, but it hadn't fallen that much further back. It really hasn't.
Okay. I will look at the ratings when all is said and done.
I just think Juju Watkins is, and maybe it's partly because of her name.
Yeah.
She is kind of a star that transcends just the college basketball game.
Maybe I'm missing the boat.
Okay.
I think you guys are overestimating how popular this person is.
Okay, well, ESPN.com.
Maybe I'm a crazy person. That could be the case, and I'm just completely missing the boat here.
ESPN.com could have put Jason Tatum on their cover. He got hurt last night from the Boston Celtics. They put Juju Watkins. They deem that the biggest story in sports.
Okay.
Is his season ending?
On a Tuesday where there's not a lot going on, she gets lead billing. Good for her.
I'm sorry, Cakes. This is my fault. I brought you back up, tied you back to her again.
See, this is...
I don't want you to get angry.
Cakes has been angry the last couple shows.
I'm not
shows.
Angry. How is this me being angry?
Right. He actually has some opinions, and he's sticking to it.
I'm just defending
he's angry.
My position.
He's angry.
He has opinions, and he's sticking to it.
He gets the face. We all know what the face is. He's gotten it the last two mornings.
Yes.
There's a part of me that actually agrees with you. There is a part of me that kind of agrees with you. I mean, she's a star. Relatively speaking, she represents college basketball right now. I mean, my daughter knows who she is, my youngest, but, you know.
That's a good thing.
I think they kind of peaked last year also with Caitlin Clark. They're trying
that's
to pump
my
it up
stance.
With some of these other people, but she is well known. There's no question about that.
I understand she's popular.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, let's pump the brakes of her being like Tiger Woods level at his peak or right. Michael Jordan level.
Nobody said
or
that.
Caitlin
yeah,
Clark
nobody
level.
Said that. We just said that she was yeah, very I mean, well known.
He's just making things up now. I mean,
you diminished her like nobody knew who she was.
You guys are acting like
no one ever said she was Tiger Woods. No one said she was the Pope. No one says she was the president.
I don't know. Behind that glass seems like that was
no,
kind of
No, you're
the
just
chatter.
Making things up to defend your argument.
Well, I was just irritated that Miss Jackson dismissed her, and for, you know, from our perspective,
right.
as not worthy of talking to Jaden.
Okay.
When her parents could easily say, who's Jane Daniels to talk right. to my daughter?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that part, maybe. Hmm. But I think that the mom would be that way with any woman. It could be freaking...
Maybe who's that's
the,
fair.
Yeah, who's the most famous woman like on like Taylor Swift?
Here's what I know. Like, this is what I know. I know the
woman.
Two people that were sitting there before the mom sat down. I know who's the more popular person. And it's the guy who plays quarterback here in D.C.
Probably. Yeah.
That I do know.
Well, you're going out on a limb that an NFL quarterback's more popular than a female basketball player. You're going on a big limb there.
I'm just putting it out there.
Anyway, it was sad to see Juju get hurt.
It was sad. I did feel bad.
Obviously,
I felt bad at the drab jinxster by bringing her up and talking about her.
They do have the exact same amount of Instagram followers.
Mm.
That means anything.
Okay.
There's something to that. How many does she have?
Each have just over a million.
So neither one of them have like bizarre number, like a Kardashian number. But that's, yeah.
Was but she, was Cakes she, was diminished and was just like big in college basketball. The girl who Jason brought up this morning, who scored 45 points, Sarah Barker.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever heard of her.
I'm
so you say
not.
Juju, and you know.
Okay.
No, but Sarah Barker was balling last night.
Clearly.
I
she
mean,
hit,
she was hitting ridiculous shots.
What, 17 out of 25 shots?
Yeah, I mean, she was unbelievable.
I just think if you took, this will be my final word. I think if you took a blow up picture of Juju Watkins and brought it down to the Washington Monument and just showed it to a cross section of society, you know,
right.
you have tourists here, you have people from all over the world here.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are going to be able to identify her.
Mm.
Well,
maybe 50%.
If it's a cross section of the world,
I don't think 50%.
If it's
maybe.
A cross section of the world and they're from Italy and Norway and different places, they're not going to know Jaden Daniels' face either.
I don't know. Maybe they're big NFL fans. Maybe they love fantasy football.
I would guess if you did that same thing in, let's say, Las Vegas, a good portion would know Juju and a good portion would know Jaden.
Right.
Do it in L.A.
Wow, do it on her campus, do it at SC.
Do it in L.A. Okay. There's only about 25 million people there.
I think I was telling Drab yesterday, I know someone that actually plays tennis there, and she's also works with the student newspaper. And supposedly, Juju has three of her own PR people.
Oh, really?
Three
she's
of her own PR
army.
People. Yeah.
I mean, well, that's probably the case for a lot of these girls. I mean, two girls in Notre Dame are real popular. The girl in South Carolina is real popular.
The Cavenders.
You know what? I saw that Amir Khan, the guy who was walking McNeese State out, who had 5 seconds of fame, needed like three security guards. So this argument isn't really swaying me.
Okay.
Because he's going to be a nobody. He already is a nobody again after McNeese's
one and
done.
I think we could all agree, though, it is cool that women's basketball is gaining some momentum, and you see some of these women become stars.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree that's great.
Sure.
It's great for the sport.
And certainly Caitlin Clark took it to another level. I went to game last year, Mystics against who'd she play for? Indiana Fever?
Yeah.
And it was the Caitlin Clark phenomenon. I mean, the place was packed.
Well, the quality
you would have thought it was
the quality of play is much better than it was 15 years ago. The quality of play is actually fun to watch. I mean, last night's game was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have said that about a women's college hoops game 10, 12, 15 years ago.
All right, speaking of college hoops, a lot of that on the show today. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Jerry Palm, CBS Sports College Hoops Analyst, he'll join us. That's at 8. And at 9:40, as JP mentioned, we'll talk to the Terps head coach. They're now in San Francisco awaiting the Gators on Thursday. Kevin Willard, he'll join the show coming up at 9:40.